Megillah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud, last Mishnah, Baruch Hashem, Maseches Megillah. Maase Reuven Nikra V'loy Mitargim. The Maase of Reuven is in the Torah, and it's very hard to understand. Vayishkav Reuven as Bilah. It's you're talking about Chayv Misa. Reuven, Kedosh Hashem, the one of the Shiftei Kor. Kolaymer B'loshna Gemara. Kolaymer Reuven Chote Ene Eletoyah. So to be Mitargim, the pasuk Kipshutoy, is misleading, and it's not helpful for any Amoritz who's listening. So Mele Nikra V'loy Mitargim. Maase Tomor Nikra U'Mitargim. When you lame the parasha in the Haftorah, and it's mitargim, so if you'd lame all the psukim, it would be not lefi kavod of David HaMelech. What the maisa over there is that Amnon was Baal Tomer HaChoysoi. L'chayde were the children, he didn't have Erech Amura, they were the children of David HaMelech. It's not mefurish that he was his son. So Memela, if you read the psukim straight over there, you can be mitargim, but you don't. You're not mitargim all the psukim. Now, to go back, the same Gemara in Shabbos, kol ha'imer Reuven chot ene eletoy, because that's not what happened. What happened was that Reuven was mevalbul yitzuei oviv. That's called vayishkav as bilah because it's something related to Yaakov's marital state that has absolutely nothing to do with pshut eshal mikra. And that's only because we have a mesayis from Chazal. You can't be misal of the reading of a pasuk. We have a mesayis from Chazal. The ma'isa tomer also was also not a straightforward ma'isa. Amnon and tomer were not al pi halacha, brother and sister. Toma was the daughter of the Yefas Toya that David married, and because of that, it was before Gerus, after Gerus, Gersh and Zgayer, she wasn't legally his sister. About the Amnon, wasn't a Rosha. He was over what he was over, but he was not the Rosha in the simple sense. Maisa Egel HaRishoin, Nikro Metargin. What's Egel HaRishoin as opposed to Egel HaSheni? The parsha that that says over the whole Chet HaEgel Kipshutoi, is l'chor not l'fi chvoidim shal Yisrael. But every time we lane it, l'maisa, the bizyonis and the hisoris that we have, that's mechapet, it's a chelik of Avu Kapora. The Hasheni Nikra V'loi Mitargim. What's the Sheni? The Rav brings, we're talking about the psukim that lays the blame at the feet of Aaron HaKoyen, which is about the not so. So the Rav brings the posse. L'maisa Egel Hasheni is from Vayyem Moshe Aaron. Ad vayar Moshe esa'om, vayigav Hashem esa'om, because yikra da Aaron, the covenant of Aaron HaKoyen, the elig Aaron HaKoyen, so that we're not metargim. Again, the problem is over here, the Tirgum is the only part that's heard by the Amoratzim, so it can be misleading and not helpful. Bechas Koyenim, Maise David va'amnoin, loy nikron v'loy metargim. Bechas Koyenim means you never make an aliyah with just the words Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha Yoy Hashem. It's three psukim, but you don't learn it by itself because that as a separate nusach of a bracha can only be said by Kehanim. So Mela, when you're in shul, the Baal Kori always will add psukim before. Even let's say on Chanukah, it's the end of the Haftarah. Or I'm sorry, it's the beginning of Kriyas Haftarah, the first day of Chanukah, includes the Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. It's not said by itself, it's said with the psukim that are before. This way it's not said as kiviyochol the nusach habracha. So that's loy nikron v'loy mitargim unto itself. Maise David va'amnoin, this is the other part of what we called before Maise Tomer. We said before it's the Maise of Tomer means the Maise of Amnoin and his episode with Tomer. But in that episode it doesn't say anything that Amnoin is the son of David. So the Amoratzim are not going to hear a bizoyin for David HaMelech. But if they do hear the parasha of David va'Amnon, the relationship between David and Amnon, the psukim that described David and Amnon, was upset at Amnon, and so on and so forth. So those psukim say clearly Amnon was David's son. So then they're going to hear the story in the context that's not kovadik for David HaMelech. That lo nikron v'lo mitargim. Ein maftirim b'merkovo. Maase merkovo, which is the deepest secrets of the Torah, that doesn't have to be given for public consumption. You look at the pirush of Reb Shamshon Rafal Hirsch's grandson, Reb Breuer, the Rav of Breuer's in Washington Heights, and he has a pirush on Yecheskel, and he's not mitagam the Maase Merkava. He leaves it as is. It's not for the uninitiated. Reb Yehuda Matir, the Maase the Halach is that way. And Taka, we lay in the Maase Merkava on the first day of Shavuos. That's our Haftarah. If Yehuda Weiss, the Gemara says that he learns out from Maase Bereishis. Maase Bereishis is also a deep secret. and over there we're metagim. Reb Lezer oimer ein maftirim behoida es Yerushalayim. Hoida es Yerushalayim is a parsha in Yecheskel Perek Tzayin. It speaks kilu about the averus of the Bnei Yerushalayim, the times of the Churban, since mamish not covered. Al tiyikru the Yerushalayim, we don't learn it. This is the end of Maseches Megillah. Be'ez Hashem, looking forward to starting in the next year Maseches Moed Katan. Tov abitim atayv. We're going to Chol Hamoed Yom Tov with a limud of the Masechta that discusses those halachas.